Blog Talk Radio.
Today that the Lord has made, and we choose to rejoice
and to be glad in it. I'm Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, and you still have time to call a neighbor, call a friend, and let them know that the Crossroad broadcast is on the air. Here on the Crossroad broadcast, we talk about different topics of interest. That is, we talk about marriage counseling, premarital counseling, family issues, anger and rage, abuse and neglect, among others. Today, we're going to be addressing still the topic loneliness. And we know that there are many people, even listening to this broadcast on today, have experienced loneliness in their lives. There, it doesn't matter what age group you may be, but sometimes there is many that experience loneliness. Well, we have a speaker on today that's going to talk to us about loneliness. Dr. June Normeal is a licensed professional Christian counselor who specializes in premarital counseling, marriage counseling, family issues, anger and rage, abuse, and neglect. We want to let you know all of the counselors that are here on Crossroad Broadcast, including Dr. Gloria Castor and myself. We all are professional counselors that are able to come to you, to counsel you according to the Word of God. We want you to get ready as the Lord will speak through Dr. Normeal on today and to give you and impart to you on the topic, some vital things on the topic, loneliness. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Our Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. We thank you, dear God, for the great, for the mighty things that you have done. We do thank you, dear God, for the great and the mighty things that you are about to do today, tomorrow, the next day, and, Father, forever. Lord, we ask thee even now, God, to even ask those that have been ordained to hear this broadcast on today. Lord, we ask thee, dear God, to open up their hearts, their ears. God, give them revelation, knowledge of what about to be spoken unto their heart. Lord, let them be receptive. Lord, let them embrace it. God, let them know, God, that you are God and that you're God all by yourself. And God, that you are God that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that they may ask or think. So God, even as we embark on this topic of loneliness, God, get into the hearts of that people. Touch them, God, no matter where they may be. Maybe they're in the hospital listening to this broadcast, nursing home, prison. Lord, even those that are in a place of business. But God, give them insight. Give them revelation. God, even before this broadcast is over, even Father, if they are not saved, saved because you're able to save, Father, to the uttermost. And for this, we will bless and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Yes, you are listening to the Crossroad Broadcast. We are broadcasting live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. We're getting ready to hear from Dr. June Normeal, who's going to be talking about today the effects of loneliness. Let's welcome Dr. June Normeal.
Radio Land, giving God all the honor for allowing me to come before you today to speak on the topic of the effects of loneliness. And it may be perhaps you are wondering, what are effects? What does that mean? Well, the effects of something is things that will transpire, things that will happen, and things that you will be experiencing. So we're going to talk about different things that you will be transpiring if you so happen to be walking in the spirit and in the symptoms in the mood of loneliness. Things may be transpiring in your body that you don't quite know what's going on, but you know it's different. It don't feel right. And it may be you may be walking in loneliness. So I'm going to give you a lot of different things that you may want to write down pertaining to the symptoms and the effects of loneliness. And what does loneliness do to people? You may be wondering, what does loneliness do to people? What are the symptoms of loneliness? How can a person spot loneliness? Can a counselor recognize it if I'm having it? Can a friend or my family recognize it if I'm being walking in loneliness? Well, because every human being, all of us are different, and God made us very unique. Each person will experience some time and some term of loneliness and some symptom of loneliness, but it may not be as chronic as loneliness since the other, but sometime or another we will experience loneliness. But because we all are different and we all are created so uniquely by God that it is possible and it's a fact that we all will express and show loneliness in a different way. But one of the most obvious indication of a person of being loneliness is a form of being isolated from other people. When you see someone always isolating themselves, want to be away from someone, that's happened that they are lonely. They're walking in the spirit of loneliness. But it also could be accompanied by a period of certain attempts to reach out to others. And it's like that. A lot of times a person could be lonely, and they're always by themselves, and very few attempts they'll do to try to reach out to others. But remember, though, however, that there are many loners. There are people there who are alone. Older people, singles, and others who live by themselves are not lonely, even though they appear to have no contact with others. That don't mean they're lonely because they could be living alone. But it all depends on other attributes that would come with them, other symptoms about being lonely. And another one is low self-esteem and feeling of worthlessness. A lot of times when a person feels real bad about themselves, their self-esteem is so low, that could be a symptom as well as a cause of loneliness. When a person that seeing themselves as being like a nobody, feel like no one loves them, and they have failures in relationships or in activities can lower their self-esteem and lead to great loneliness. And they always by themselves, they never interacting with people and being involved with a lot of things that are going on. And unable to relate to others, they would like to, you know, feel like they're lonely. They feel like they don't fit in. They don't feel like they could be a part of things. They feel like nobody likes me. I can't do anything well. And they feel like it just things will never get better. And you being in that kind of mindset, it's very well that you could be walking in the spirit and symptoms of being lonely. And you have that low self-esteem about yourself and feeling like you're not worthy or you're not worthless of anything about you. And another one could be depression. And that's so common, and that's on a rampage in a lot of different symptoms about daily life itself. But when you have some chronically, that means long-term, that they consistently deal with being lonely, those people, they're not depressed. And some people are depressed and not lonely because a lot of times you can have a person could be depressed because things just not going right in their life. They can have financial problems. That don't necessarily mean because they're lonely. That's why they're depressed. And just because a person's depressed don't mean that they got to be lonely. A person could be depressed because they just mad, not necessarily lonely. But there are many people that will have both of those attributes. There's many people that will have most of those attributes of having being lonely and also being depressed. But lonely people, they sometimes have a hopelessness that can lead to despair. And even though thoughts of being suicidal, that can lead to a person's mindset when they're lonely, suicidal. When loneliness is too great, you know, for a person, they're tired of, and just sick of tired of being sick of tired, they think, and sometimes they'll gravitate to the answer of being suicide. They think it'll be, that's the way out. They won't have to no longer feel that void, no longer have to feel that way of emptiness. No longer have to feel just being all by themselves. They think suicide is the way out. A lot of people, they do take their life because of that. And it might also, to others who are left behind, their loved ones, their friends, they'll think that's giving them a clear message to the people who didn't even seem to care about them when they was walking in that state of being lonely. Because a lot of times lonely people feel like nobody cares about them. Their self-esteem is so low, they can't even care about themselves. And they say, well, okay, I show them. I just take my life. It's not worth anything anywhere. Nobody don't care. Or even if they feel that they could get back at a person by committing suicide, say, then I let them see how I feel if I'm not longer around, no longer around. And that comes from the spirit of being and the symptoms of being depression that could lead to suicide. And but that is not the answer. We know we're not to take our lives. It's always the answer because God has given us life, and he promised to give us life more abundantly. And then but you got, in the opposite, you got some people that will try to handle and deal with loneliness as being something that they're not. You ever see a person, what they would do, they'll become like a class clown, or they'll wear something that's going to stand out. Anything that will gravitate or get the attention of others, you know, for them to be noticed, that's the way they'd be crying out. But they won't feel like no one noticed me, because they actually could be a lonely person inside, but no one never talked to them. They didn't know how to talk to be accepted by others. So what they'll do things that will cause people to notice them, that will cause people to recognize them, even if it caused them to make a fool out of themselves by doing things that's not normally or fit to be doing. But they'll do that just to be reaching out and acting out, trying to get over that feeling of just being lonely. And a lot of few people, they even, you know, cover their loneliness by work of being a workaholic. They'll work so much, and they, I mean, they keep themselves busy. They won't have time to think about how lonely they are, how alone they are, and no one to go to, and no one to talk to. So what they'll do is they'll continue, you know, somebody that continue working, working, working. Not only they'll wait for the boss, even just ask them that they want overtime. They'll go around and ask people, do you want me to work your overtime? That's a sign. Could be a sign of a person being lonely. They try to just pass the day away, just keep being busy before they don't have to think about themselves or seeing themselves being by themselves. And also a lot of times people will travel often. They'll often be traveling. They always on the go, always on the go, always trying to be busy, because that would take their mind and take themselves off the fact of being lonely. So they feel like they was occupied doing things, working, or traveling all the time. I'm not sitting still, so I won't have time to meditate or concentrate, covered with my loneliness, so I just do that. And then another time, what people do, they will accumulate possessions. They will buy things. They would buy things they don't even need, probably things they don't even like. But what they do, they just find themselves spending and buying things. They never cause them to feel like they're accomplishing something. They won't have to feel so alone. They'll feel like, if I own this, I got this, I'm doing this. It causes me not to feel so alone, that I'm capable of doing something. But how many of you know that buying possession, doing things, is not the cure for loneliness? That's not just the answer, because you will never stop buying. If that was the answer, you will continue always buying things, accumulating, getting things, trying to fulfill that void. And that is not the answer for loneliness. But if you were experiencing some of those things, you very may well have to walk through the symptoms. You may be lonely and don't even recognize what it is. And another thing also, how it can affect the body, is alcoholism and drug abuse. A lot of people does and indulge inside alcohol and drugs, they find that be a way to escape from them feeling that symptoms of being lonely. And then, you know, some people, they even turn to those things. They not even, this day, they don't even use substance abuse. They're not even the drinkers. They not even use drugs. But they know people who does do those things. So what they would do, they would gravitate just to fit in. They would go and indulge in those things, participate in those habits just to be around people, just to be around other drinkers, you know, to just to keep dull the pain of being alone and just not to be feeling alone and being alone. They say, well, I really don't drink. I don't really don't do drugs, but I know so-and-so who do that, so I'm just going to be around them. And that'll help me ease my loneliness. I won't be lonely. I won't be alone. I'll be with them. But inside, you still are lonely. Those things are not the answer, but those are just some of the attributes and things that people do, some of the effects that people will do and transpire and experience to try to cup and try to mask the symptoms of being lonely. And then others express their frustration by being violent. You know, based on review of research reports, one writer concludes that very lonely people who get angry rather than depressed will be prone to express their lonely frustration in destructive ways. I do not think that it is more coincidental that we are witnessing an equal rise of violence at the same time loneliness is so pervasive and intense. And a lot of times it's so prevalent now, even these last days, where people are so lonely and they're so frustrated till they try to find an answer, just start making violent and doing violent acts. And that way it is so prevalent now because you'll see people taking lives of other people, people robbing people. If people doing these things, they have no need to really be doing those things, no reason or need to do that, but because they feel lonely. It's not that they needed the money, and it's not that they even angry at that person they didn't know, but they acting out inside the violence, then that way they'll feel as though they got the attention on them the way out. But when loneliness is expressed in violence or delinquencies, this may become releases of the pain and the cry for attention. They only cry for attention when a person expresses themselves in violent ways to try to ease the pain of feeling lonely. And not only that, sometimes the loneliness is expressed physically. You know, evidence suggests that lonely people are more likely to suffer from physical problems such as heart disease or high blood pressure. And that just goes to show you a lot of times we know that the way our eating habits cause us to have poor health. But now we know and we see that loneliness, being alone, can cause a problem to have high blood pressure. It don't necessarily have to be now for you eating pork or not eating the right food or what we're doing. Even though we know those things that is contribute to heart problems and high blood pressure and heart disease, but loneliness is in the category now that causes those things physically to affect the body. And this even more convincing now that even stress itself it causes people to experience loneliness, people being stress of loneliness, because what stress does, it take a toll on your body physically, mentally, emotionally, and by you and a person being lonely, it stresses them out. You don't necessarily have to be attribute or just have to be doing something physically, something always busy. Like you said, I'm so stressed out because my mind is mentally going, I'm so physically exhausted. No, because sometimes now, and it's been research and a study factors that people being lonely are stressed out, and they stress because of being lonely. And it affects the immune system that it reduces the body ability to resist diseases. And that's why a lot of times people, like you say, stress, you ever heard of like stress cause all kind of sickness and illness in a person's body? The same thing with loneliness. It has the same attributes. It has those same symptoms that can lead to poor physical health. It breaks down the immune system because it's dealing with your heart, loneliness, a broken heart, being sad. All that's dealing with, and it causes the chemicals in your brains to function a certain way and the enzymes in your bloodstream. Everything, it connects together. And loneliness is so powerful. It could dictate to the body in which direction it would have it to go. And like most of the problems discussed, loneliness can sometimes be hidden from the casual observer. Somebody just normally not knowing the symptoms and everything, but it influences the body and sometimes shows itself through physical illness. Just looking at a normal, everyday person, you would think that person is just fine. Physically outside, they dress nice. They're talking with a very good, healthy conversation, and they smiling on their face. But a real person, that is sharp in his spirit and with all the discern, it would show in physical ways about that person. It could be that person always, this thing could always be sick a lot, always coming down with the flu, or always have a low immune system to be able to stand. Even on the outside of the appearance, it look well, toll on the body because of their being lonely. And lonely is so effective. The effects of being lonely is so detrimental. It's so serious because it's a high percentage of what's really going on in these last days, because so many people are concerned about themselves. So many people are walking, you know, for fanfare for themselves, even though for the limelight, until it's like a man thinks he is an island, They have heard no man is an island. That means a person is on this whole big island. An island is a set of land that's surrounded by water all by itself. And it made people think that so they can get to the point they're not concerned about anyone else. But lonely can be deadly. You know, lonely can become so intense that studies have shown that it can send a person down a path toward bad health. And, you know, lonely can set in motion negative impacts inside the body. But with social contact, the ill effects, which can be stopped. All of the different things that I'm saying that can transpire with a person being lonely, some of such as depression and suicide, cardiovascular disease and strokes, increased stress levels, decreased memory and learning. You can't hardly retain any of that. Antisocial behaviors, poor decision-making, alcoholism and drug abuse, altered brain function, all of these things are attributes. All of these things are symptoms that can take place in an individual's lives, in a body, in a mind, only when they're walking in the symptoms of loneliness. But it can be stopped. It can be stopped with the contact of other people being in their lives. It can, because loneliness is a person who just walking alone and being alone. But when a person communicates, when a person socialization is very healthy, and God designed for it to be that way. All of those things can be decreased. They can be stopped if they have contact with others. But when a person is all alone and dealing in the spirit or walking in the spirit of loneliness, they will have some, if not all, of these symptoms. And you can recognize that they come from, they very well come from the spirit of being lonely. And a lot of times, it causes the heart, you know, problems to lead to blood pressure, low blood pressure, high blood pressure, even learning memory. You can't hardly retain anything. Loneliness is a spirit. Really, you could be classified as being a spirit, because even though we know there is normally that it is emotion that all of us and everybody would experience a time of another in their life, but it also is a spirit. And if it's not managed and it's not being dealt with, it can lead to more detrimental things. Even in children, you have chronic loneliness in children. You know, it leads to all kind of problems. What I mean by chronic, that means that long-term, consistently loneliness. Chronic means ongoing, constantly. And if you have a child that deals with loneliness, it causes all kind of problems. And they come to be failures in school, and it's hard for them to connect with their peers and other classmates. And it's another real reason why a lot of children are left behind, why a lot of children can't comprehend and graduate and go to the higher grade because they're lonely. And it causes, they're one of the most, I'd say, reasons for most school dropout or children being lonely. And lonely children are targeted, too, also for being bullied. You know, it's so many things. It's so sad, but it's so true. Even today, you hear a lot of the news about children being bullied. And even through being bullied, a child is mostly targeted when they are alone, a lonely child. Most children that are isolated and those that are walking alone or being alone, they are targeted being bullied. And a lot of times those children, they don't know how to reach out. Some are cry out in their own to write letters or do things, but every day they have to deal with this. And you'll be hearing on the news, it's so sad that a child has taken their life. Taking their life because they was bullied. And a lot of times, high percentage of those children was children that did not have any siblings. I said like an only child, a lonely child, only child and a lonely child. Because I understand only children have to experience that because they can have a healthy social life that they have other people that don't necessarily have to be their siblings. But that is another reason, the attribute that loneliness can have an effect on children. And lead to that part. And also the elderly. A lot of times people think that because when you're old, when a person become old, that's just part of life, and it is. They'll think, well, they was once young, but now they're old. They have their children. They've seen their children. They were the grandparents. So now they're living in their house and just stay there alone till their time is going to be is up on this earth, or either they'll go inside of a nursing home or wherever. And, but it's not like that because no matter how old a person are, a person can be. Loneliness steals a person, elder the person. There's no hidden age or no set age that you have conquered loneliness. You get to be 90, say, well, you don't live your life, you will not experience loneliness. You won't feel the attributes of being lonely. That's not true. Loneliness hit every age, every category. Loneliness is a hidden killer, increasing the risk of death for elderly people by 10%, according to the research into the physical impact of isolation of old age. Because a lot of times you have people, older elderly people in nursing homes are living alone. They are so lonely that even they're surrounded by people in those situations and in those places, but within they are still lonely because they have not that regular human connection and contact with another isolated person, such as a family member or a friend. And study found out that the risk of heart disease and blood clots increase as those who are lonely adopt a more sedentary lifestyle. They'll exercise less and they'll start to drink more. Also, study found that those who live alone suffer more from arthritis, osteoporosis, and glaucoma. And also, 50% has rheumatism compared to 38% of those who live with others. So that's just saying right now, even through the studies and research, that people who live alone, the loneliness is really dictating to their health and their life, regardless of what age that person is. So it doesn't, loneliness doesn't stop because we get a certain age. It's just when we learn how to connect with other people, learn how to contact with other people, that's only when the loneliness will go away. Healthy people, healthy relationships, because sometimes you could be connecting and contacting with people, but they could be the wrong people. You ever been somebody, you could be married, and you with a husband, you with your wife, you got a spouse every day, and y'all live in the same house, but you still feeling lonely. And it's possible things like that happen today, unfortunately, because it's not a healthy relationship. You're not giving that right connection toward and to each other. But we know that God ordained for people to have people. And as God created the world, and when he created man himself, the Bible says, God says, when he looked at man, he said, man is good and very good. So, but the first thing God named that was not good was loneliness. I just paraphrase what God, the first thing that God said was not good in his creation was loneliness, because in Genesis 2:18, God, when he made man, he said, it's not good for man to be alone. I will make a helpmeet suitable for him. In other words, in God's majestic work and all his handiwork and all his goodness and things that he did, his creation, he knew right then that man shall be alone. He knew this wasn't going to work. All the things he had created, but he seen out, he said, I have to make him a helpmeet. In other words, I'm going to have to give him somebody he could have a relationship with, he can communicate with. So that's what God did. So, in other words, if God did that for Adam, we all are God's handiwork. We are made his image and his likeness. He meant that same thing for us to have communication and connection with each other. It's not good for Sally to be alone. It's not good for Bill to be alone. Whatever your name is, it's not good for you to be alone. God didn't design and create us to be that way. God didn't design for me, my name June, for me to be alone. God didn't do it that way. He didn't design that way because loneliness is a serious spiritual enemy. Loneliness is a serious spiritual enemy because Satan, what he does, he used it to convince us that no one loves us or cares about us, not even the Lord. But when you know the word of God and you know God, and if you, even if not, you may not even be a believer, you may not be saved, but when you know people who know God and who know God's word, it could transform your whole life, cause you not to be able to walk in this symptom and the spirit alone, because God said that I love you with an everlasting love. And Jesus said that he would never leave you nor forsake you. So Jesus Christ in you, Jesus Christ in me, Jesus Christ in every believer is the hope of glory. It's the hope of glory for us to go out and those that we recognize, God, those of God direct us to, the people that who are experienced loneliness. He would give us a word, what to say, what to do, to call some people to get them hope that it is the way and Jesus is the way and that God loves them, that we love them. They don't have to be alone because God didn't design for it to be that way. So God designed loneliness to be not in a person's life because it's not a sin. It's not a sin to be lonely. It's an emotion that we all experience. Even Jesus himself experienced time when he was on earth, the time of being separated. Even when he was on the cross, he just felt that sense of being lonely and felt that sense of being separated from God. You know, even if they say, my God, why have you forsaken me? For all the time, God never forsaken Jesus. He never forsaken us. He would never forsake you. He would never forsake us. He would never leave us. But it just seems to happen in our lives, sin, different things. You know, unless they have to always be sin, but just certain things separate us from different people and different situations that would cause us to be lonely and feel lonely. But we open ourselves up and ask God to lead us. Ask God to keep us. Ask God to teach us. Ask God to show us which way to walk, because he is a lamp to our feet and a light to our pathway. He would do that. But just know that you may be lonely, but you are never alone. God will be with you forever. In Jesus' name, we thank you for listening to what I had to say today. Maybe something that I said brought some enlightenment to your life today, or some of you might even know, might be experiencing some of the things that I talked about today, some of the symptoms. But we know that Jesus Christ is the answer. God bless you. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
We would like to thank Dr. June Normia for blessing us on today. I know that she has touched your heart. I know that God used the woman of God to give you insight, to inspire you, to encourage you, to let you know that you are not alone and you don't have to be alone. And even those examples that she has given of doing this broadcast to let you know, and you can identify yourself as one of those people that may be lonely or that are lonely. I think she even said that, you know, you can be in a crowd and still alone. You can be in a facility such as a nursing home and still be lonely. You can be in the best university there is and yet be lonely. You can be in a household and yet be lonely. So we want you to be healed. And I believe that if you just know that God is with you and that he will not leave you and neither will he forsake you to give you what you need at midnight. You know, a lot of people are not in your home, and you may be one that live by yourself. But I believe that the words that let us know that he will not leave us nor forsake us, and to take comfort and to know that he will be with you at midnight, early in the morning. He will be there with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that he will be with you. Sometimes loneliness happens because we haven't taken the time to show ourselves friendly and approachable to other people. So there are times that we don't have friends, we don't have associates, we don't have those people that we can talk to, that we can conversate with. But one of the things that we want you know to know today, that you have a friend that will stick closer than a brother, and that is Jesus Christ. And he will be with you. He is with you. And even as the woman of God, even as the Dr. June Normia, how she came and how she talked to you today about the causes of loneliness, the effects of loneliness, and you don't have to take your life. You don't have to think that nobody cares and that nobody ever going to want me or need me, or I'm not important in somebody's life, because that is only the enemy. You know, the word of God said the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus Christ came that we can have life and that we can have it more abundantly. You don't have to take your life. You don't have to take other people's lives. But you can walk that straight and narrow way. You can be encouraged in God and to know that you are not by yourself. On next week, when we come back, we're going to still be talking about this loneliness. When we come back on next week, we're going to be talking about the causes of loneliness, which is grouped into 5 different categories. And you're going to learn that these groups could be social, developmental, also situational, spiritual, and psychological. and we're going to go through it, and we're going to talk about these groups of when it has been catalyzed, and to let you know even more, to give you greater insight on the causes of loneliness. I hope you had a chance today to have picking out your pad, picking your pen out, or your tape recorder, or your MPG to be able to listen and to be able to go back and recall some of the things that was said today on this broadcast. But we're going to get ready right now to go before the throne of grace, because that's the way we're going to begin our day. That's what we're going to do during the day. That is what we should do at the completion of our day, that we can go before him knowing that he is there. And you know what? I don't believe that I could make it if I did not have Christ on my side. But because I know that I didn't choose him, but he chose me and I belong to him, then I know that I can always count on him. I can always know that I have a God that is in control. I have the God that who is the Alpha and Omega, who is the beginning and the end, who is the first and the last, who is the true and the living God, that will be always by me. And if I know that he is always near me, for me, I want you to know the same thing, that he will be always with you. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we just thank you. We praise you. We magnify your name. We thank you, God, for the speaker on today. We thank you, God, for Dr. June O'Neill, as she came and did, as she asked her to do impartation of loneliness to the people that are listening, Father, on this broadcast and those that will be listening. Lord, we pray that they have been encouraged. We pray, God, that needs, Lord God, have been met in their lives, and those desires and those wants, Father, for to have someone to love them and to have someone to care about them. But, Lord, even as Dr. Normia have talked to them by the wayside, even, Lord, as she has given them insight, Lord God, let them know that you said, your word said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And God, that when we have you, we have life. When you have, we have you, we have peace. When we have you, God, we have what we need to go from day to day. And so, Lord, we thank you because, God, you are able to put people, not just anyone, into our lives, but God, that you're able to put people in our lives that's going to strengthen us and encourage us and that will help us during our life's journey. So, Father, we just thank you, God, even now. And God, keep on every suicide of spirit. We bind every spirit of, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, of loneliness, Father. Father, even those that are resentful, but not because they think they don't have anyone to love them, God, even that rebellious spirit, God, those things that will cause them, Father God, to draw back. God, encourage. Thank you for encouraging them today. And God, thank you, God, for loving them because, number one, you love them. And letting them know that you love them. God, right now, wherever they are at this time, Lord God, let the Holy Spirit touch them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Your words say, ask and it shall be given. You said, the seeking you shall find and knock, and the door shall be opened. Father, you said, we have the faith of a grain of mustard seed. Say to the mountain, be thou moved. God, you said, it shall be moved. So, Lord, we thank you, God, today. And, Lord, even as we're about to close this broadcast, God, those are out there that are not saved. Lord, you said, if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God has raised them from the dead, God, that they shall be saved. Lord, I pray, God, even now, that lives and, God, that hearts will be touched, God, today. And, Father, we just thank you, Lord God. Father, we ask them, God, right now, those that are listening, please repeat after me. Say, Lord, forgive me for my sin. Come into my heart. God, save me. I want to live for you for the rest of my life. God, I give you my mind, my heart, my soul, my spirit, every part of me to use for your glory and for your honor. In Jesus' name. If you pray that prayer with us, please know that God has forgiven you for your sin if you meant it. And I'm quite sure you did. If you want Jesus to live in, he is there for the taking and for the having. This has been the Crossroad Broadcast. I'm Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. Please tune in on this coming Monday at the very same time. And we again will part with you on the topic of loneliness. May God bless and keep you is our prayer.